they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I am blessed, so divinely blessed. I give you all thanks and praise for today. For every day is meaningful, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what we might face. Every day is a blessed day. Why? It is because it is. But let me say it better. There is this song way back. It says, if you think a dog a dog, it's just a dog. So I want to encourage the children of God. For you have no idea what God has in store for you. But the devil is a liar who wants you to think that you're worth nothing. He wants you to say, listen, I've been struggling all my life. I'm just going about. And you shall hear it say in your misery and your mess. But if that's what you believe, then that's what you're going to get. But if you believe that this year, 2018, is the year of deliverance, and want some people who have assurance, then stand on your feet and stop giving God some glory. But when you believe, God gets your inheritance. It is here. Dance, girls, and dance. For God promises you only that which is good. The heart is the Lord and the soul is the Lord. The world is made that plan therein. And it's God's mercy. You shall not want. You shall not want. You shall not lack. You shall not want. Hallelujah! I'll let you know the God I serve. God's promises are sure. He is not that concerned with promises once. It is better so easy for us to believe lies than to believe the truth. We must see the word of God so that we can believe. See upon his word. Meditate upon his word. And it will bring us victory.
Amen. Amen.
I speak all the time. And I say that if you're not going to speak positivity into my life, don't bother with me.
Amen.
This I don't want any of you to prophesy over my life.
Amen.
Because I know who I believe.
Yes.
Some people look at you, know many people look at me and tell me, you can't do this. And why are you doing this? And how are you doing this? They don't understand I'm walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
It's not by my strength, but by his spirit. For I am weak, but he is strong.
Amen.
That's the God dry bones. And he went on to say again, not only were they dry, but they were very dry. Nothing was left. And if you look at the screen, it's just an idea, I guess, of bones. I think the most you probably can identify is a skull. But all the other bones, I'm sure maybe you could find the leg bone or the femur, that long one sticking out there, and some other small bones, some ribs crushed up in there, and so on and so forth. Mm. For there are other bones in our body. And there were that of dry bones. And if you look at that picture, there is no way you can identify anyone from that. That's how disconnected they were. And that's how dry they were. And he's concerned. For when he looked, he's seeing the church representing this valley full of dry bones. And you may say to yourself, I'm not dry. What is she talking about? This is not my word, because this is not what I have prepared to speak. But the Lord showed me and said, speak to my people. That he is concerned when he looked at our situation and see where we
Praise God.
Praise God. That's what's going to happen to us. When God returns, sometimes I was sleeping. At a time when we should be awake. I'm not talking physical sleep right now. was not done with you yet. Because you need something to protect the flesh, and that's why you have the skin. The skin is used to protect the flesh, to cover the flesh. The skin is the biggest organ in the body. It's thick. Christians must need thick skin, not thin skin, but God has covered you. And sometimes we're just so thin skin, ready to break. Where are your ligaments? So, in verse 9, then said he unto me, so after the skin came on, so they were still sitting, they were still down there, but they were covered, they were connected. God is not done with you yet. He is not done with you yet, church. People of God, he's not done with you yet. For when he looked, he went back to the servant and he said, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may be. And the breath came to them, and they lived. But the Bible says something after that. They lived. Let me see if you follow me. And then what happened? In verse 10, they lived and what? Yes. So no way I said that same religion. That what I am reading, that it is the truth. It is the real Bible I'm reading from. So you must follow the Bible, follow the reading. Because I could be telling you something that's false. But if you see something and it's different, at least at the church you can say, but where did you get that from? So follow the Bible, follow the word. And it says the breath went into them, and they what? That's
what they stood up.
And they what?
Oh.
I'm not